KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Former ANC President Thabo Mbeki says the party is ready to lose votes if need be, should there be a breakaway over Jacob Zuma's disciplinary process. Zuma is expected to appear before the National Disciplinary Committee on Tuesday over his association with Umkhonto weSizwe party. Speaking during a campaign in Pretoria yesterday, Mbeki says the Zuma problem cannot wait until after the elections.
A very senior person like him, who does a thing which is grossly in violation of the constitution. The ANC must act, and I think they've acted. I think it's correct. Even if we lose one or two votes as a result of it, it doesn't matter, we do the correct thing. We must do the right thing, and I think it was correct for the ANC to say, it may be that we're having elections, that it will be. We'll have elections at the end of the month, but we can't postpone.
And cannabis users in Durban are joining a global march for the legalization of the plant. Some local supporters have kicked off protests at Blue Lagoon today. Claire Campbell is one of the conveners.
We will be moseying up the promenade up towards Suncoast Casino. Over there we have two guest speakers. We've got Bobby Greenhash and Louise Maxwell, the Green Hobbit.
Louise Maxwell, another march organiser, says the protest calls for the rejection of the private use bill.
What it reads is that they're going to stipulate how much somebody can keep in their private home and how much you can privately cultivate if you want to grow your plant. And we don't like that.
Another supporter, Naveen Singh, says cannabis can boost the city's economy if given the chance.
It can be used for so many different things. Biofuel, it can be used for textile industry, it can be used for paper, anything. That's just leaving out the medical side of it, which is the biggest benefit.
And abroad, three bodies previously reported missing last week were found in Mexico's Baja California state. Yesterday, police said Australian brothers Jake and Callum Robinson and their American friend Jack Carter had not been seen since last Saturday. They were on a vacation near the coastal city of Ensenada. And recapping your top story this hour, former ANC President Thabo Mbeki says the party is ready to lose votes if need be, should there be a breakaway over Jacob Zuma's disciplinary process. Zuma is expected to appear before the National Disciplinary Committee on Tuesday over his association with the MK party. You can find more on these and other stories at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.